Know, dear brothers and sisters, that as we have rejoiced at the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so by leave of God's mercy, we announce to you also the joy of his resurrection, who is our Savior. On the 22nd day of February will fall Ash Wednesday, and the beginning of the fast of the most sacred Lenten season. On the 8th day of April, you will celebrate with joy Easter Day, the Paschal Feast of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 20th day of May will be Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. On the 27th day of May, the Feast of Pentecost. On the 10th day of June, the Feast of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ. On the 2nd day of December, the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom is honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
So you guys paying attention to that proclamation? When's Ash Wednesday going to be? You remember? February 22nd. Thank you very much. Thank you for listening. Hey, we're just telling you now so that you don't have to call the office to ask, hey, when's Ash Wednesday? We get a lot of calls. No, the reason for that proclamation is because God is telling us, after we celebrate Christmas and on this day when the wise men bring their gifts to Jesus, God is telling us, these are the gifts I give you. The gifts of the mystery of faith. The gifts of those times when we can come to Mass and celebrate the fact that we are loved, that we are God's children. And so Ash Wednesday will begin on February 22nd. You know when April's going to... or not in April, Easter. Do you remember when Easter's going to be? April 8th. Close. Very good. Yes, but good. Thanks for listening. So that's the Feast of the Resurrection of our Lord. Now for centuries before we had iPhones and calendars, the church waited anxiously at Christmas. When are we celebrating Easter this year? They had to wait for the bishops to determine when Easter is going to be. But now we're in a little bit different age. We can find all of that stuff on the internet. But we still remember that it's a gift from God. God gives us those feasts of Ash Wednesday and Easter. He gives us those gifts because He wants us to praise Him. We celebrate another kind of gift giving that goes on today. Not the ones that we got at Christmas, but a different kind of gifts. Now, who was paying attention to the gospel today? Who got gifts? Yes, ma'am. Jesus got gifts. And who brought the gifts to Jesus? Yes, sir. The three wise men. And so were you guys paying attention on what gifts the wise men gave Jesus? How about the first one? Yes, sir. Gold. How about, let's see, what is gold? You guys know what gold is, right? Okay, you put your hands down just for a minute because I want to talk about gold. Gold is pretty awesome because you can buy a lot of things with it. Right? The gold means that you can have other things. You can go and trade it in for awesome stuff. Now, Jesus was the king, right? So the wise men, they brought the gold to Jesus to say, hey, you're the king. We want you to have the wealth. Now, did Jesus need that gold? Sir, if you can have a seat. Sir. Yes. Did he need the gold? Jesus needed the gold for his college fund, or why did he need the gold? Because he's a king. Okay, well, he needed the gold because he was king. But if Jesus didn't have the gold, would he still be king? Yes, he would. But it was a gift from the wise men. They said, Jesus, you're our king, you're our God. We want to give you gifts. We want to show you how much we appreciate you. At Christmas, some of you guys got gifts for Christmas. Some of you guys gave gifts. It was a way that we say, we love you, we appreciate you, we thank you for the gifts that you give us. Okay, what other gift did Jesus get? Do you remember? See, who hasn't answered a question yet? Yes, ma'am. Okay, not Frankenstein. Good, that's close. It's not Frankenstein, but it's close. Do you know what frankincense is? Can we have the next one? Does anybody know what frankincense is? Do you know what it is? Yes. It's some stuff. That's good. That's right. It is stuff. Right. Okay, well, frankincense is a kind of incense. Okay, now here's a picture of it. The frankincense is the stuff in the circle there, the small circle. Okay, what you do with that is when you burn it, it makes this sweet-smelling aroma. It comes from a boswellia plant. So what's Jesus going to do with this?
Burn it, right?
Burn it. Now, I don't know if you guys got any gifts for Christmas, but let's say that you would have gotten gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You guys probably would have asked your parents, hey, can we go into Toys R Us tomorrow and trade this in for stuff that we can use? Probably. Say, hey, can I get some Legos or some PlayStation stuff? Right? But Jesus was a baby. Jesus wasn't... Okay, hold on a second. Okay, Jesus was the king. Jesus is the king of the universe. And so he deserves great gifts. He got frankincense. He also got... There's a third gift he got. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Myrrh. And what's myrrh? Ooh, question mark. Let's look at what myrrh is. Myrrh is another kind of aroma. It's another kind of incense that burns a special smell. It's from a plant called camphora. So what does this mean? What does frankincense and myrrh, when they're mixed together, what does it represent? What if we burn it, it smells. It smells nice, right? So when you mix them together, it has a nice, sweet-smelling aroma. Now, sometimes in Mass and sometimes in church for centuries, we've used incense to give us a sense that God is present. The sweet-smelling aroma reminds us that the heavenly kingdom smells awesome and we want to be a part of that. Now, Jesus received the frankincense and the myrrh as a gift from the wise men because they said, we want to give you our gifts. And when we come to Mass, guys, we do the same thing. We give our gifts to the Lord because our God is so good to us and so kind and so merciful and so loving that He wants us to find joy. When we come to Mass to celebrate, we give our gifts, just like the wise men did. We give our gifts of our treasure, the gold. What will we do right after the Creed? We'll pass around baskets, right? And what do we put in the basket? Yes, ma'am. Yes. What do we put in the baskets that we pass around? What do you put in the blue envelope? Money. We give our treasure. But not only do we give money, our simple presence here at Mass means we give of our treasure of time. We give God time to speak to us. We give God a chance to tell us about His story. We heard in the readings today, we're going to be fed by the Eucharist. We give our treasure of time. We also give our treasure of talent. Okay? So we give our treasure of what we can do, how we can proclaim the gospel news. Okay? So we can do all of that through the great gifts that we have. We say to God, here you go, thanks. And that's why we come to Mass, so we can thank Him for all He's done for us. Now I want to tell you guys a little story about Epiphany. Do you know what the word Epiphany means? Does anybody know what the word Epiphany means? Yes, sir. Okay, you want to help them out? Yes? What's that? Can you one more time, please? A little louder. Okay, given presence. The Epiphany is when the wise men gave presence to Jesus. But the word Epiphany means an enlightenment, means an understanding. When the wise men came to Jesus, they saw the little king. They gave Him gifts. And then it says at the end of the Gospel that they turned around and went back a different way. The different way might have been they went a different route home, but the different way also means that their hearts were different. Their hearts were changed. When we come to the Lord, our hearts are changed, guys. And we're called to allow that change in our hearts to help us when we go a different way so that we can bring God's mercy to the world. I had an epiphany of sorts this week for myself. Can I have the next slide, please? Some of you might know that my grandmother died this week. I appreciate all your prayers, all your support, all your love. It was a real tough moment for myself and my family. But I had an epiphany as she was suffering at the end of her life, ready to go to heaven, preparing her heart to go to heaven. Last Saturday night, I got a call to go to the hospital and I anointed somebody. Does anybody know what the anointing of the sick is? Do you guys know? Yes, sir. When someone is sick, I go and pray for them. That's right. And I bring the power of Christ's healing presence to the person. So when it comes time for the anointing of the sick, there's a part in the prayer where I lay my hands on the person who's sick. And I say, give life and health to our brother and sister on whom we lay our hands in your name. And when I pray that prayer, I imagine that the angels and the saints are joining with me, helping that person in their sickness, helping that person in their sorrow. Now, last Saturday night, as I was anointing this lady, I had this vision that the Lord gave me, that my grandma was outside the door, not ready to come in, not ready to help lay her hands to welcome this lady into the healing power of Christ. Well, 3 days later, my grandmother passed away into the arms of heaven. And the vision that I got when I laid my hands on another person was that my grandma was right there, praying for that person as well, asking God's mercy and love to come upon that person. That gift was given to me so that I would know that my grandma is now in heaven. Our God comes into this world to show us, I'm here for you. I'm here to help you because I want you to go to heaven too. We celebrate the Epiphany by our presence in God's midst changes us. It gives us hope. It gives us love. In the second reading, we're reminded that we're co-heirs in the kingdom of heaven. Does anybody know what co-heirs mean? Does anybody know what that means? How about the word heir? Do you know what that is? Do you know? Yes, ma'am? Anybody want to help her out? Yes, sir. What's that? Okay, not an heir, an heir. Okay, so like a prince or a princess is an heir to the kingdom because he or she will receive the kingdom when he grows up? Yes, ma'am. Do you know? What does a co-heir mean then? A co-heir. That's what the second reading said. I'll tell you what it means, okay? Because this is a tough question. It is. Co-heir means we all share in it. Because Christ came, He gives us a chance to share with Him in the heavenly kingdom. Our goal, guys, is when we pass away, is that God takes us home to heaven. God gave me the gift this week to see that my grandmother is in heaven. He gives us the gift every time we come to Eucharist, every time we come to Mass, He tells us about heaven by proclaiming the Word of God and by giving us the Eucharist. If you remember nothing else about what I've said today, remember this. God gives you the gift of His love. He wants you to be in heaven with Him. So anytime you're afraid, anytime you're alone, anytime you're lost, come to Him. And He will make you a co-heir to the kingdom of heaven. By being His sons and daughters, we have the promise of standing forever in His love, in the eternal kingdom of His glory. Thank you guys very much for your attention. You can go back to your seats.